RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Uh-oh.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
MP of the night, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard on a Friday morning ahead of a moderately sized weekend in the world of college sports. Whoever your team is, there's something you could be watching here. Commanders are off, but we got Eagles, Cowboys to keep an eye on. UVA's off, but we'll keep an eye on Pitt and Georgia Tech. Virginia Tech is playing, but we'll be watching James Franklin running out of the tunnel. That's your biggest story of the week, no matter what happens on the field in Blacksburg. And it's senior day, and it'll certainly get the level of attention it deserves. But James Franklin is your story of the week. Simply no question about that. So we'll get you ready for all that. We'll make some picks. We'll do the things we do on Fridays. I'm going to forget it if we don't get to it. Alex Ovechkin, hat trick last night. He's incredible. 907 goals. That's an NHL record. The Washington Capitals, 15 goals in two nights of hockey. By the way, that's pretty good. And then this stat, courtesy of Tom Gulletti at the NHL.com, Ovechkin has now passed Wayne Gretzky in most goals in a career when you subtract the empty netters, which of course was a big deal when he was chasing the record. And now we can put that one to bed too. He's 40 years old. He's still good at hockey and probably isn't going to be playing at the Olympics this year. So he'll get a midseason break to recharge for a stretch run. Simply incredible. We are witnessing greatness. Enjoy it every single night, folks, because this is true once in a lifetime stuff right here and once in many lifetime stuffs. For DC sports fans, in my opinion, he has passed Walter Johnson on the Mount Rushmore of DC sports figures, which we've done that before. We've debated that at length, obviously. I think it's him. I think he's solo. He's the greatest to ever do it in his sport at the thing that's most important in that sport. And if you want to make a case for somebody else, I think it's probably Joe Gibbs, who is certainly the most underappreciated coach in NFL history. Think about Vince Lombardi, all the fame there, Belichick, the fame there. For Gibbs to win the three Super Bowls without a star quarterback, and it was a different league then, but it was still impressive. And the numbers his quarterbacks put up, which were never jaw-dropping, head-turning numbers, to be able to win Super Bowls like that, he is forever in a prominent spot in the DC sports canon and legend as well. And we've heard in recent weeks that he is not doing great health-wise. So we'll keep our thoughts with him. That's something that's probably down the line, but not too far down the line. As another NASCAR season wraps up, which he was, you know, he's always at the track. And I know he was pulling hard for Denny Hamlin, which, not to take us back to NASCAR, but that was one of the more heartbreaking finishes we've seen in a long time, Denny Hamlin not winning that NASCAR title. As good as Ovechkin's been, and I just wanted to make sure to give the shout out to Alex Ovechkin. He's incredible. I'm also fascinated by the duality with the Ted Leonsis teams, because as good as the Capitals are and as sustained as that success has been, the Wizards are tanking, as you know, but the Wizards are tanking really well. The Wizards are now 1-13 this season. It is their worst record since they started 1-13 in the 2012-2013 season. So an eye on the Washington Wizards as well, who are well on their way to another lottery draft pick. Now, I know there's a process and there's a way you do things, and they're doing things the process way. It feels like we've been in the process for a while now. Feels like we've had the draft picks for a while now. I know the ping pong balls didn't go right, so they got the 5th overall pick. At some point, though, you got to start moving these guys towards playing to win, right? I don't know. Maybe you don't. It's basketball. It's NBA. I don't fully understand it. I'm not sure what's going on there other than they're losing a lot, and it doesn't seem to bother anybody, which is not a great spot to be in. Friday Fun Show, we'll revisit James Franklin's introductory press conference, of course. We'll check in as we get ready for a monster weekend of high school football. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. Tonight, it's Thomas Dale, it's Manchester. It's a phenomenal matchup. Fourth time in 4 years these guys have met in the postseason in high school football. We've also got Verina Dinwiddie on tap, which has been slid back to Friday night instead of Saturday in adjustment, expecting a lot of rain. They didn't want to play in the slop tomorrow. I don't blame them. I don't want to play in the slop either. Let's have ourselves a good game, because that's going to be a fantastic one. So we'll cover all that. Topics we didn't get to this week, we'll get to Bernadette McGlade retiring as the A-10 commissioner at the end of the year. We'll weigh in on that in the middle of hour number two. Oh, we'll check in with AWOD, of course. Do a little cross-talking with him as we get ready for the week. He's been feisty this week. He's been wanting to argue the college football rankings, the playoff rankings, with me. I like the committee this year, though. So maybe I'm taking the bait. I don't know. I like the committee, what they've done so far this year. I also know there's only one college football playoff rankings that matters at all, and it's the last one, and we haven't seen that one yet. We're still 3 weeks away from that, 1 week away from, or we're 2.5 weeks, I guess it would be. We're 1 week away from Tech UVA. I'm excited for that one. We'll talk about that all next week. And then we're 2 weeks away from the ACC title game, and then on after that, we'll get the college football playoff. How fun would it be to have a local team? I think we got a shot. JMU, UVA, I think we got a shot. I'm also, I am intrigued by the Lane Kiffin drama, which continues to swirl at Ole Miss. To fill you in briefly here, Lane Kiffin is the coach at Ole Miss and has been, I guess, flirting with the idea of taking the job at LSU, which is a good job, another SEC job. Ole Miss has told him, we need you to commit, or if you don't commit, we're gonna let somebody else coach this team in the playoffs. And if you leave, we're booting you, and you don't get to coach what could be a national title team. They're that good in the playoffs, which is fascinating. The school's kind of reasserting its power here, and I'm curious. Lane Kiffin's got to make a tough decision here inside a competitive window. This isn't the NFL where the carousel waits until after the Super Bowl. There's a portal. There's guys who need to make commitments. You need to know where you're coaching next year before this year's over, which is not ideal for college football, but it's certainly creating a lot of drama at Ole Miss, which will continue following. All right, two other news stories from the week here on the Friday as we sweep it all up. Flying Squirrels announced new logo this week. They'll be at CarMax Park next year. Freshened up the logo. It's is now Nutsy flying straight at you instead of Nutsy flying to the side with the Nutsy profile. It's now the Nutsy straight at you this year. I like it. Feels like a minor change, not a major change. But I like their imaging in general. I loved they did the James River hat a couple years ago, the light blue. I thought that was sharp. I think a lot of the things they do are sharp. I don't think we'll ever top when they dress as waffles. That's all right. The Brunch Bunch games. Those were special. That was a special time to be a baseball fan in Richmond. The other thing was the WNBA leaked out through the Associated Press that they've made a proposal here to avoid a strike in the WNBA or avoid a lockout. And their proposal would include salaries of up to $1.1 million and a minimum salary probably at about $250,000. And I appreciate that. And there's some revenue sharing as well. And I appreciate that from the WNBA perspective because I think they very easily could have dragged their fees. Hey, we're not profitable. We're not paying you. Because that's a sports owner's thing. They always say that. I think they put the pressure on the players. They gave them an offer that I think me sitting in this chair, not knowing anything about it, you sitting at home, you're like, yeah, that seems fair. That seems generous. You put the pressure on the players to have to say no and be the bad people here. But, you know, if they had lowballed the players have the upper hand, right? They get public sympathy. Now, you know, if in any situation, right, people tend to side with the team, not the players, right? Everybody turned on Terry McLaurin. Y'all remember that. I think this would be the same here. Now, They made it easy for the public to decide because I think they came in with a big number recognizing you got to win the PR fight here as much as you win anything else. Commanders on the bye week, as mentioned, got themselves a new kicker. It's the kicker who's in San Francisco to start the year. San Francisco got itself a new kicker. It's Matt Gay who got cut here. We'll sort all that out next week. We'll see if any of these people have staying power in any of the places that they're going. Commanders at the bye week coming out. We'll be excited Monday to get a Jaden Daniels update. Is there a chance he plays next week? And the debate has raged on. Should he play if he's available, if he's healthy? Which you know I am a full yes on that. He's got to play football. Football players need to play football. I can't imagine sending the message to a locker room. Our starting quarterback's healthy. We're not playing him because we want him to be healthy later. I also agreed with Neil Greenberg's take on the matter yesterday, which is, yeah, you may lose some draft position by winning some games. That only matters for the teams that need a quarterback, right? If these guys finished with a top three pick this year, I mean, that'd feel like a bit of a disaster. They'd probably be looking for a new coach. But also, if the Commanders had a top three pick next year, I'd probably tell them to trade it. If you're not taking a quarterback, you shouldn't be in the top three. If you're using it on another play, it's got to be a generational player. It's got to be a Max Crosby-style player who's going to impact games for years to come. And we were told Chase Young was that once upon a time. I disputed that at the time because to me it felt like we were calling multiple players in the same draft generational players. That didn't feel right because to me a generational player should happen once in a generation. But I digress. We're going to do the Friday Fun Show. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Gary Hess swung by yesterday for a bit. We'll play that for you next. Get you ready for high school football. I do have thoughts on Jaden Daniels outside of football. We'll get to those. We'll make some picks. We'll look back on James Franklin's introductory press conference. And then we'll crosstalk with AWOD. Lots to get to. Let's start this party. You're listening to the home of the Hokies and VCU basketball. I got a game day. Tomorrow's a tune-up for the Bahamas. You'll catch that as well. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
910 The Fan. 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. I didn't even tell Megan this, but I know she's on top of it, that we're about to make NFL picks. We'll be ready for that, I know.
We are.
See, I don't even have to tell you. You know how this works. We've done this. We're in NFL season week 12 now.
It's crazy.
We get here quickly.
It's flying by.
Winter has arrived, and we are going to make some football picks right now. Virginia Tech, senior day. And I was a little worried how senior day would go because they're hosting Miami, and Miami's pretty good at football, and the committee's teeing this up maybe a little tiny bit to sneak Miami in as the second ACC team, which I'll say on the radio if that happens. I love that. Mm-hmm. I go hug the committee if they do that because that means that the committee will be selecting good football teams instead of football teams with a good record, which is what the cowards usually do. I kind of love this committee for that if they end up following through on that. They're not here to beat Virginia Tech. They're here to make a statement. The statement is, we're one of the best teams in America. We've got the resume. We had a weird Friday night loss to Louisville. Let us in. And they're Miami, so they had another loss too, because Miami always slips on the banana peel. They're laying 17.5. They're going to crush the Hokies. Lay the points. They're sending a message. But also, for Virginia Tech fans, James freaking Franklin's going to be there. That's all right. Don't watch the game. Watch him coming out of the tunnel with his recruits. That ought to make everybody happy. Brighter days are ahead, Virginia Tech fans. He's real. He's there. He's already calling recruits. Let's get these 804 kids staying in state for once in the last decade. Louisville SMU, big ACC game, high stakes ACC game. SMU trying to get back to the ACC title game. All they do is make the ACC title game. They're the Patrick Mahomes of this thing. Every year they've been in the ACC, they've made the ACC title game. They're 2.5-point favorites at home against Louisville. They also will take care of business. Missouri, Oklahoma is your SEC game in the noon block. Oklahoma laying 7.5. I like points in this one. Oklahoma's just been a little too up and down this season. Mostly I like laying points in college football this weekend. JMU hosting Washington State. Washington State is hung with UVA, hung with Ole Miss. You can't deny that they've had some games on their schedule that they've done well at. They also got blown out by Toledo. Toledo is in the running with JMU for a college football playoff spot. Who's running up the score this Saturday? The Dukes are running up the score this Saturday. Got to prove they can hang with those teams from the American Conference. Lay the 14. Dukes in for a big three-game stretch to end the season. Should be a lot of fun to watch them chase that college football playoff berth. USC, Oregon. Oregon's 9.5-point favorites. I haven't seen Oregon miss its shot in a big game this year. In the Dan Lanning era, they've lost big games. So don't be misconstrued me on that. They lose big games, but they never show up unprepared for a big game. I mean, the closest you could possibly get was the Ohio State revenge game. Even the Indiana loss, they played really good football that day. I think they will against USC as well. I like Oregon in this one. Michigan coming to Maryland. The Maryland embarrassment continues. The Under Armour situation where they lost Steph Curry. They're basically folding down house. The situation where now all of a sudden James Franklin's still recruiting their area. Doesn't look great there for them. Big ACC game under the lights. 7:00. Georgia Tech, 2.5-point favorites against Pitt in a game that has monster implications for both teams. I think it's fair to characterize this as it kicks off as an elimination game to see who's going to participate in the ACC tournament. Is Georgia Tech for real? All indications are yes. Is Pitt for real? Yes. They're both ACC real, though. That's like Richmond real. It's kind of like fake real. That's all right. I think it's going to be a good football game. 2.5-point favorites at home, Georgia Tech. I think Pitt's coming to play. Give me the Jackets with the home field advantage, but I think that's going to be a fun one. I think that's going to be worth watching. Tennessee, Florida is your smelly line of the week. Tennessee's a 4-point favorite. Should be a ton more than that. You know what we do. When the line's smelly, we go the other way, and we ride with Florida. Give me the Gators making noise, shaking up that SEC playoff picture. NFL action. Really good 1 o'clock window. We don't get to say that every week. Headliner is Chiefs-Colts. The Colts are 3.5-point underdogs in Arrowhead. I get why. The Chiefs always win when their backs are to the wall. The Chiefs always win when it's time for them to make a statement. Colts haven't played anybody. They got to be paper Giants, 8-2. What I said last week in this very segment was that the Kansas City Chiefs needed to beat the Denver Broncos to keep their playoff positioning intact. Patrick Mahomes' back's against the wall. He never loses with his back against the wall. He lost. He didn't score in the fourth quarter. Is this the end of Act 1 of the Patrick Mahomes AFC title game career? Sure feels like it. Give me the Colts plus the 3.5. They're coming off a bye, and they're going to be ready to send a message. Head scratcher, what do we do with this game of the week? Steelers and the Bears. Aaron Rodgers owns Chicago. Everybody knows that. He even said it when he scored a touchdown one time. Bears are rolling. They're 3-point favorites. Steelers have that great defense. They're going to throw some looks Ben Johnson hasn't seen before. This should be a fun one. I like the Bears. Until further notice, we're out on the Steelers. They teased us for a minute. They teased us. But we're going with our initial gut. There's no way Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin can work out. Aaron Rodgers may not even be playing. That seems to be baked into the spread here. Give me the Bears in that one. You've got some other moderately intriguing games at one. Joe Burrow may be coming back. He practiced in full this week. Will he play against the Patriots? Does it matter? No, it does not matter, man. Drake May is on a mission. They lay 7. Lay the 7 in that one. Vikings-Packers. 2 disgruntled fan bases, but only one can be extra disgruntled after this game. I like the Packers laying the 6.5 to get right. It feels like this one's spinning out of control in Minneapolis. America's game of the week. They call it that because we're all supposed to get excited for it. This line is our smelly NFL line of the week. The Eagles are only 3-point favorites in Dallas. I don't buy that for a second. The Eagles should win this game by 14. And yet, when the line's smelly, Vegas is trying to tell us something. Cowboys coming off a big Monday night win against significantly lesser competition. I can't do it. I can't hold my nose and pick the Cowboys in this one. You should, though. It's a system play, and the system play is what's right for you. Tampa going to LA to take on the
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The Rams, great NFC matchup here. Matthew Stafford, Baker Mayfield. Bucks are 6.5-point underdogs. Should be a fantastic football game. Give me the Rams laying the 6.5. Puka Nacua is getting better. I think they're due for a statement game on national television. Dud of a Monday nighter. It's Panthers 49ers. We don't bet against Kyle Shanahan around here. You know the rules. Commanders off this week. They'll be back next Sunday night. Under the lights, you'll hear it. right here. Step aside. Back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
MB of the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Friday fun show. We got to James Franklin. We got to high school football, the other college matchups. Recapping the week that was and the big stories that were across the world of sports. And I think one thing that we gave short shrift to, and, you know, there's not a ton of taking involved here, but I think it was an important development, was Bernadette McGlade announcing she's going to retire at the end of the year as the commissioner of the Atlantic 10 Conference, which is a seismic development for the A-10, a league that, you know, was on the rise and has been on the decline for a while since. And I don't think anybody would dispute that that's, you know, when they constructed the A-10, it wasn't with an eye towards getting one bid or being a one bid league. They got to get back to getting two and three, and it's not easy out there. It's not easy being the A-10. It's tougher than ever to schedule. It's tougher than ever to raise the net rating. It's tougher than ever to field competitive teams. But at the same time, it's doable. The Mountain West has done it for a few years now, and you got to follow their lead. When your competition's doing it, you got to find a way to do it. Good win last night, by the way. Dayton knocks off Marquette in overtime, 77-71. So Dayton, we've had this tease before with Dayton, where it looks like they're going to be a sure thing at large. Because if you had asked last year this time, right, they were in Maui this time last year after they got back from Maui, you would have said, sure thing that Dayton is in the tournament field. And then they played their way out of it through the entire A-10 schedule. But I hope springs eternal. Anthony Grant hopefully puts it together. And if you get a sure thing tourney team, that lifts everybody else. Then if you get a Dayton VCU A-10 title game, it's easier to make the case both of them deserve it, as opposed to Mason VCU last year, where Mason clearly wasn't in, so they started the day knowing there'd be one A-10 team in the tournament. The committee did. We didn't know that. I think it would have been a travesty to leave VCU out after a loss, but we learned that's what the committee would have done. And I think VCU's on that trajectory this year with a couple narrow losses. So if you can get some teams like Dayton to buoy that, to help out everybody else, all the better. But Bernadette McGlade was asked yesterday about lifting the basketball programs in the A-10 and the future of mid-major programs. Here's what she said.
Well, I mean, in a perfect world, I hope the A-10 is extremely bright for the basketball-centric leagues. I think there's no question about it. March Madness is, you know, what makes intercollegiate athletics. It's probably one of the most iconic events in sporting, events. And I think certainly the new environment with NIL and being able to compensate student athletes with allowing them to monetize their name, image, and likeness. Basketball-centric institutions and conferences have the opportunity to continue to keep pace, I believe, with the P4. Obviously, the dollars that are generated from the CFP are so significant and are really the engine that drive those four power conferences. But I think the NCAA as an association, and I think all of the Division I schools, will do everything within their power to protect March Madness and make sure there's opportunities for, you know, all of the teams that deserve to be in that bracket.
That's Bernadette McGlade. She's the outgoing commissioner of the Atlantic 10 Conference. She'll retire at the end of the season. And her point is what VCU's been saying for a while, which is NIL gives basketball-only schools, so schools without a football team, a real window of opportunity to be competitive because so many resources are going to go into the football program. Now, I don't think that'll ever mean be SEC good, because I think the SEC just has enough money to go around. But I think the point is very well taken that if you look at schools, even a Big 12 school, for instance, certainly an American school, American conference school, they got to devote a large portion of their fundraising and resources
to the football team. And when you do that, basketball inevitably gets the short end of the stick, except at a limited number of places, your Memphis's and Kansas's, maybe some of your Big 12 basketball schools aside from Kansas too, where it's a priority. But in most places, football is going to be the priority because that's where the money is. So your VCUs of the world can put everything they got into basketball. Now, Bernadette McGlade, and the complaints are legitimate. It's hard to be a mid-major. And also, it's tough to make the case that she maximized the A-10. And it's tournament windows, and it's non-conference scheduling. The Mountain West learned how to game the system. The A-10 still hasn't done that. And I think that falls partially at the feet of the commissioner. That said, big opportunity here. VCU obviously is going to continue to ask for that Big East expansion bid. Doesn't appear to be coming anytime soon. When it does, we'll be on a first plane there. Until then, you make the most of what you got. And I hope they'll have influence into who's next, and I hope whoever's next takes seriously the challenge in front of the A-10. We'll wrap up the Friday program. We'll send you off to AWOD Radio. We'll do it right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1. Empty the mic. Friday fun show. Welcome aboard. This is about the time where we say, what was the biggest story of the week? And we debate it, and we discuss it, and we wonder, what was the biggest thing that happened in the week that was in sports? And we recap some of those things in the Friday Fun Show. Sure feels like a pretty obvious one this week. I don't know anybody who's going to the mat for anything other than a new football coach at Virginia Tech. His name's James Franklin. He's going to be really, really good, I think, for the university, for the football program. Because I think there's a national perception, right? Like, he's had his chance and couldn't get over the hump, couldn't get to the top of the mountain. And I think what's happening in Blacksburg is they can't see the mountain right now. The mountain's not even in sight. They're at base camp looking for somebody to take them up the mountain. And I think James Franklin is that guy. And does that mean it's a marriage that'll last forever? No. If he stays long enough, the Tech fans will get tired of him, because that's how it works in modern college football. At whatever wall you hit or whatever ceiling you hit, the alumni will eventually get tired of it, as they did at Penn State. And also, he may get tired of being here. He may, first time he makes the playoffs, first time he gets an offer from the SEC, get back to big-time football, because certainly he knows his way around big-time football. All that said, though, I'd rather be Tech than Maryland. Coach Loxley, his longtime friend, they'll play early next year. Maryland is propped up by Under Armour, which is struggling at the moment. Doesn't appear they'll be relevant at any point in the Big Ten. But James Franklin chatted with reporters this week. I want to play some of the great moments from that press conference. And I want to start with just this. Like, because I wrote down a few things. One of the things I wrote down was that he said, you know, we've already started recruiting. He said two nights ago, and this was at his introductory press conference on Wednesday, two nights ago, we had 40 players on the phone, the players who are committed to Tech, and then I called all the top players in the state of Virginia, let them know I'm coming for them, essentially. And he invited a lot of them to the game tomorrow against Miami, which you hear right here on 910 The Fan. Here's a comment from one of the Virginia Tech board members on James Franklin. He told me other schools called him up and said, what do you need, coach? We'll do whatever you want. And he said, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear that you got it done already. Of course, referring to the fact that Virginia Tech has already approved a massive infusion of money into the football program. He doesn't have to go do the politicking. He doesn't have to go do the handshaking. He can just enjoy the fruits of Whit Babcock's labor and Tim Sands's labor, and he can walk into a situation where he's going to have everything he needs from a resource perspective. And I think he really appreciated that, which is awesome. He says he's going to have a ton of recruits in this weekend. He said, My favorite players are high production, low maintenance. We all love that. And he got emotional too, talking about Brent Pry. He got a little choked up talking about the, you know, he knows him, he likes him, and he's going to be replacing him in Blacksburg. And Brent Pry told him to do that, which I think is really awesome of Brent Pry. And honestly, I'd love for Brent Pry to come back for Saturday's game, take a bow with the seniors. I think he'd get a round of applause and appreciation. He tried. He tried his hardest, did his best. It just didn't work out for him in Blacksburg. It wasn't Justin Fuente. Justin Fuente didn't work out because he came in and said, look, I'll go recruit Texas. I'm a big deal in Texas. And whatever's going on here in Virginia is great. The real football players are from Texas. I got a system. I'm cold shoulder to everybody. We're not going to do booster events. I'm going to go run a football team, and y'all are going to deal with it. That's not what Brent Pry was. Brent Pry was fantastic on the Dotter circuit, on the Raisin Money circuit, and the recruiting circuit. He just didn't have the resources to compete, and he struggled in game as a coach. The close losses add up, and I think speak for themselves after a while. But inner James Franklin, he sure seems to be a perfect fit for what Tech needs right now. You know, I don't gush over every coach signing that happens. I didn't gush.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Should all over the Dan Quinn signing, which I guess was the last major one we had here. Tony Elliott. I didn't know anything about Tony Elliott, so I didn't have an opinion on the Tony Elliott signing. I do now, but we're going to set that aside because UVA's got a chance to prove itself by beating Virginia Tech next week, making it to the ACC title game, and maybe even beyond that. It's a good enough team to do that for sure. But James Franklin, biggest story of the week for sure. This is him chatting with reporters up there about a couple topics. First off here, him talking about how, look, this isn't James Franklin light. He only does things one way. That's big time.
They need to walk in to Virginia Tech football, and it needs to look, feel, smell, and operate like big time. Every aspect of it, every aspect of it, how we make them feel when they come into building, how important they are to what we're trying to do. When they walk around our facilities and they see the stadium and they see the indoor facility, and also when they get inside the football facility, it needs to look and feel and operate like a big time program because they're visiting all these other places. And the reality is, it's not what you have, because everybody has it, the programs that we're competing with. What stands out is the things that you're lacking. You've got to do that. Every box needs to be checked. And then the reality is, in today's day and age, there's an NIL component. And for us, we're not going to lead with money. I want young men to choose our program because this is where they want to be. But then we need to be competitive with all the other schools as well, because it doesn't make sense for us to ask these young people to walk away from significant money. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to build it with high school recruits. We're going to complement that with the portal. But I also think in year one, we're going to have an opportunity to maybe use the portal this year in year one, probably different than we will in other years. So we'll do that. I just think you have to be careful. If you are a portal team, you live by the portal, then every year you're going to have to live by the portal. You bring in 15 high school players and 30 transfer portal players. Most of those guys are seniors. They have 1 year. And now all of a sudden you got to replace 30 guys that are leaving out of your program, the transfer portal. It's hard to ever get out of that cycle. So it's going to be a high school developmental program that we are going to complement with the transfer portal. I would probably describe it a little bit like how a lot of programs in the past use junior college to fill holes in the roster while you're developing young people to get ready to be able to go out there and compete on the field. I'm a big believer it starts up front with the O-line and D-line. You can have all the skilled players you want, but if you can't dominate the line of scrimmage, you're going to have challenges. The line of scrimmage, the closer you get to the ball, that's a grown man's game in there. It's different being a wide receiver or corner at 18, 19 years old compared to being 22 and 23 years old and 300 pounds up front. That's a grown man's game, and you got to be able to make sure you have those guys on your roster, especially for what we played in last year, which was a 16-game season. The depth is critical.
And that's James Franklin. He's a football coach at Virginia Tech. That's a real sentence that we're going to say, hopefully for many years to come. And I think the depth point is well taken. I think we saw UVA struggle with that at times. Obviously, Chandler Morris is irreplaceable, right? You got a star quarterback. You're not just going to have somebody who can roll in after that. But they had a lot of preseason injuries, and then they lose that game to NC State early, non-conference game to NC State. Don't hold it against him. But you see the limits of what pure NIL can do, because pure NIL gets players who think they're coming to be stars, and in many cases are coming to be stars. And I think James Franklin's going to get a lot of those. And then behind that, you have to have high school recruits and young recruits. It is still a game for everybody, not just the stars. And guys who maybe are at Penn State right now who are ready to follow him, or seniors who want to play one last year for coach, those guys will fill out that depth as well. And Tech and UVA both struggled with the depth, and they both struggled with recruiting Virginia over the last decade. Call this what it is. Savion Hyder's going to Michigan. Cleland Farrell went out of state. You could do the roll call of guys who are in the NFL, in the league, who went out of state. I mean, who's our last major in state? I guess you go with you got some Tech defenders. You're more recent than Cam Chancellor. Tremaine Edmonds maybe is the most recent UVA. Morgan Moses. We're picking the examples, and this tree's running out of fruit pretty quickly. So I think James Franklin, we're going to make it big time. We're going to recruit nationally, and we're going to win Virginia. And that's okay to make that statement, too, that there are some kids in Virginia who aren't good enough to play for Virginia Tech anymore under James Franklin. And I feel great about that. Raising the standards is not a bad thing, and I think James Franklin's going to be raising the standards at Virginia Tech. NFL last night. Buffalo Bills. Are you kidding me? What a weird year in the NFL. Zero week-to-week consistency. The big boys are not big boys this year. And I think we'd seen the trend the last few years of everybody kind of sleepwalking through preseason and then using the season as their tune-up. And the Chiefs did that, and I think the Bills did that. But what's interesting is now that they're going
to hit the gas. The car's not firing. Houston's fine. I think Houston's a good team, but I think the Bills need to be ready to handle their business. Now, you know what I say about Thursday night football, obviously. Thursday night football is the weirdest of all the footballs, and you throw in a Josh Allen, oh my gosh, he's dead, no, he's fine moment in there. But the Bills certainly don't look as intimidating as we thought they would. I think they still make the playoffs when the dust settles, but nobody's going to be intimidated to play the Bills in the playoffs. The Chiefs very well may not make the playoffs. I said it was a crucial game for their divisional hopes against Denver. They lost. I don't know if that's going to happen for them now. You've got the Colts on tap. Chiefs-Colts, Sunday, 1 o'clock game. The Chiefs are still favorites. So the question is, is Vegas just slow to come around? Is the money slow to come around? Or are they actually really a lot better than we think they are? And they have the moments. There's the moments where you see it, right? It's a little Michael Jordan with the Wizards. Like, that guy used to be something. You could see it. LeBron, when he plays with the Lakers, that guy used to be something. You can tell. He can summon it. Steph Curry summoned it the other night. My goodness, he's incredible. He's so fun to watch. This is not the segment now, but this is a segment for the future. Is Steph Curry the most underrated basketball player of all time? I've been test driving that. I'm prepared to make the argument that he is the most underrated basketball player of all time. Because who's the best player? LeBron. Everybody say that instinctively, right? Or, you know, LeBron, Jordan. Nobody wants to debate Steph Curry, Jordan. But he also really single-handedly revolutionized and changed the game. He changed the way basketball players are drafted. He changed the way basketball players are positioned, the way games are played. Now, analytics was already moving towards the three-point shot. But you bring in a guy like that, and he really accelerated it to a large degree. We'll see. Maybe we'll drive that another day. Josh Allen, underappreciated quarterback, couldn't start the car last night. Couldn't get the Bills going. And now all of a sudden we got this NFL melee. We're going to go into a playoffs with the Colts and Patriots as the top two teams in the AFC. And nobody's going to believe in them. I just say, well, you know, the 6 seed, 7 seed, these are the teams to watch. I am curious if they can back it up in the postseason. And obviously, if they don't, a lot of this is going to feel like it's for naught. But also, if they do, we're in a new world order here. And it's going to change the way NFL football is played going forward, too. In the NFC, the Eagles are the de facto best roster. And just keep eating themselves. They're going to win the Super Bowl and hate each other along the way. We had an A-10 retirement, earlier this week. We'll get to that, but first Lane Casadante, then we'll crosstalk. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.